Spoiler alert, tribe. If you did not watch Love is Blind Season 6, Episode 12 with Adie and Clay, ooh, she bad. Do not watch this. Well, watch this, but after you watch the episode, come right back and watch this, okay?
I should have said it.
Like, I feel kind of like a sacrifice. Like, you learned so much about yourself.
Yeah, like, I get that.
Yes.
Do it.
Fuck you, think this is
something. Do I have to leave you?
Yes. Oh. Fuck you, think this is
something. Oh, no.
I just keep feeling like I keep getting so fucking close. And I keep, like, doing so much for these men. And carrying these fucking relationships.
All right.
And, like, it's just not fucking enough.
So what are your thoughts on that, gang? What are your thoughts?
Just go. That's my thoughts. I don't want to leave. Go.
Did you linger for a bit too long?
He tried to, trying to kiss on her and all this foolishness. Like, you knew what you were going to do.
Yeah.
Why did you embarrass me? Why couldn't you act like Jimmy act, even though I can't stand the Scorpio Jimmy?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, there's so many opportunities for him to have handled this better. And he and at the altar, when the pastor mentioned, finances, and he was like, finances? Well, if finances were such a big deal for you, why didn't you make sure you had that conversation with her? Have that conversation with her prior to the altar.
Right. No, I agree with you 100%. I mean, I feel like he mishandled that situation, you know what I mean, altogether. I mean, I'm not judging him, you know what I mean? I'm not in his shoes, but I feel like I would have definitely spoke to her about how I felt in advance. If I really genuinely felt, if I felt strongly about her as a person and how she feels, I would have handled it differently and let her know in advance. And not embarrass her. I think that was more embarrassing than anything. Like, to come back from that, like, she looked like a sucker, even if she decided to stay with him. You know what I mean? And that's not cool. You know, you don't want somebody put out there look like that. So, plus he was dragging it too hard, as if he really, really was loving her. Like, he was dragging it, and maybe he do love her, but that was whack.
Well, that was whack. You made a point, and she made sure to tell him prior to this day. It was in previous episodes. I am not going to be with you if you say no to me at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she stands on that. I hope she stands on business with that statement.
Right, because
the reunion is coming, and I'm praying that she actually stood on that, because AD, you a bad bitch.
Facts.
And... Facts. I know y'all all saying that because her body is crazy. Right. And I'm not talking about just her body, because I know that her body is nice. I mean,
certified.
I don't want to talk about a black woman's looks, you know, like
FDA approved.
In that way, but I don't really care for her eyelashes and shit like that, the forehead, but whatever. Hey, I think she's a beautiful woman.
She's a queen.
She's a beautiful black woman with a banging body. And I love her. I love her heart. I love her energy. She was ready to build up a black man and work with him and be in a partnership. And she showed all her skills, and I felt her pain. Oh, I felt her pain. And I just wanted to kick him down the stairs. Like, just go.
My problem is the narrative that we need to be built up as black men. Like, you need to come to the table complete, gang. Like, if you need to have your shit together. Like, you shouldn't be on this show if you don't have a firm belief in marriage. Like, that, if you got...
That's the purpose of the show.
Problems about what your dad did when he was taking you on missions to McDonald's, had you playing in the ballpen when he was hitting the side chick, you know what I mean? Whatever you had was doing, you got to eat that. You got to eat that, bro, and figure it out before you apply for a show like this.
Facts.
He fumbled it. He fumbled it
100%. Yeah, and I think, that word is so prevalent.
Which one?
He fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
And I hope she doesn't take him back, because a nigga that fumbled you once is giving him another opportunity to fumble you twice, sis.
AD, I'm not mad at that.
Let him go. And Clay, just go. And I had a lot of hope in him. And I think it's because he talked a lot. And maybe that's the Gemini in me. He kept talking, oh, this and this and this and that, and this and this and that. And I'm like, oh, and she don't ever say much of anything when he's been on his, you know, spiels.
He be talking, but he don't say nothing.
Yeah.
He be talking, but he don't be saying nothing when he be talking. And
he don't be confident. He keeps saying, I'm not ready. I don't know if I'm ready. Yeah.
I got it from his pops too. His pops is talking about his history. I was like, he ain't talking about another Gibra.
Both of them talking the same. Both of them need to go.
Hey.
Just go.
Hey.
Just go. 80, your person is out there for you, sis. Come on a Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. We want to hear your thoughts, okay?
Yes. We would love to interview you, AD. Please.
Pop. I know, man. She want to interview.
Pop out.
Everybody wants to hear from you, sis. Clay, I want to hear from you, too. I want to know what your thought process was. But anyway, okay. Peace out, tribe.
Ratchet Road
Catch
you.
Us on the next Ratchet Road with you.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow Sophisticatedly Ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.